from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not gonna lie, I made it a little bit more difficult than it needed to at the end. I'm not gonna say the whole entire time, but for about the past month, I think we were pretty good.
Brandon Ayuk on his negotiation with the Niners made it tougher than it had to be. Okay. Trent Williams signs. I saw a story from Trent Williams yesterday. You may not remember. He's been in the league for a long time. By the way, good morning. Jeremy and Joe. Howard's here. Hey.
How are you guys feeling? Are you out in the injury report for the week one? Are you both 100% ready to go?
100%.
No general body soreness or anything?
No.
You're all good?
I guess so.
Okay, as someone of your age, it's a grind. I was just worried about you.
Joey, by the way, we let this slide yesterday. We played, what's the name of that? It was September, the song September by...
September.
Yeah, by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I said, when I hear that song, it's like being at a wedding. It's a wedding song.
Ah.
And Joe said that I was dating myself with that reference, which is absurd
because
weddings play old songs.
That's really?
That's what weddings do.
Not as much anymore. Some...
person over
but
here.
You can't put all the old songs in there anymore, so you gotta pick and choose, and I've not heard that one in the last four weddings I've been to,
so
I think
I can suggest to Jonathan songs I would like to hear at the wedding next year.
Yeah.
Okay,
you have to suggest it. I feel like DJs are coming with that song routinely. It's like,
I don't know,
it's right there with YMCA. It's right
that,
there.
That is not in the rotation
that
anymore
not,
either.
I can't,
the YMCA is not getting played at weddings anymore.
Right after that the might electric
be right.
slide?
That might be right.
September, I think, is more likely. Electric slide is more likely.
We Are Family?
No. Wow. No, none
going,
of these.
You're
none
going
of these.
Vintage
I feel
disco.
Like I've been to weddings
no, you're,
with a
you're
lot
You're playing
of...
Mr. Brightside now, and you're playing...
Oh, I don't dispute that.
Yeah, you're playing like early 2000s is now nostalgia.
Bye.
Sure, yes, yeah. Yes. Spice right. Girls is getting played.
Okay,
yeah,
now I'm out of the discussion.
Yeah, that's what you're getting now.
Anyway, I was going to tell you...
Trent Williams.
I was going to tell you a story about Trent Williams. I saw this yesterday from, I think, Ian Rappaport. So he's been in the league such a long time. He's a Hall of Famer. He was drafted by Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess he's not been in the league that long.
Do you know how I think about how long he's been in the league? Do you remember the playoff game that RG3 got hurt?
He was in that game?
He was in that game. Do you remember why what he's remembered for that game? He punched Richard Sherman in the face after the game. There's a clip like from NFL Films maybe of Sherman going up to shake his hand and Williams being like, I could punch you in your face. And Sherman says, okay, we'll do it then. And Williams punches him in the chin.
Yeah. Okay. He said he could do
that
it.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Wow. He was drafted by Washington a long time ago. So Warren Sharp had this story and linked the piece. In 2019, he held out the entire year with Washington due to a contractual and personal grievance regarding a cancerous growth on his head that was downplayed by the team, but later determined by private doctors to be life-threatening, and it led him to being traded to the Niners in 2020.
It's a pretty good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I play for Washington, and they downplayed a life-threatening situation, and he left.
Good reason to leave.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a Trent Williams story. He's been in the league for a long time.
Yeah. And is still
that was
still the best left tackle in football.
Right. One of the best, if not the best.
Yes. Unbelievable. The line moved. The line moved of that game when he signed.
Really?
You never see lines move unless a quarterback comes back in. It only moved like half a point, but it moved when he signed.
Well, Howard, here we are. Welcome to another football season.
Yay!
You've got to be excited.
I am.
You're very excited to be picking the Bills, I'm sure.
I have to remember to add Red Zone to my streaming lineup this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's go.
Love red zone.
Are you, what kind of season are you looking at here? Are you going to be in the bunker all year again?
Why wouldn't I be?
Yeah.
Why change, you know, what's been working?
Aren't you one that would feel a little less stress now?
Because
they're not picked to win the Super Bowl. They're not supposed to win the Super Bowl.
That's a good reason, too.
Not the same as years past.
Like, no, that's true. My expectations are lower for this team. I'm also less stressed because no matter what they do, I don't have to talk about it for 5 days.
Right.
So that's less stressful. My heart goes out to both of you, obviously. But no, it's a little different when you're not doing it full time. But I still, I'm going to hunker down. You know, I'm still working during the game. You know, I have to do things. And it's just still better for me to not watch a Bills game with other human beings anywhere near me. I've told you this. I'm not a good person to watch a game. If I've got something I'm really emotionally invested in, I'm not fun to be around. Playoff games, right, Sabres. Right. Sabres playoff games, I was going to say.
Do you feel like before you pick the actual games, game by game, and give us your first official pick, the Bills, do you have parts of this team you think you're going to get emotional about?
In like what sense?
Soft spots.
I like the quarterback.
What I'm getting at is, you know, maybe you're going into a Sabres season and you thought they should have addressed goaltending and they give up bad goals. You're like, you knew the whole time you should have done.
Yeah.
Like, are there things you're already kind of keying in on that will be sensitive?
Two things. One, I think the safeties have the possibility of being a nightmare. Two, maybe one, not two, wide receiver. I mean, I get everybody's going to eat. You know, we're going to feed everybody. And don't worry, you don't need a number one. Okay, prove it to me. I'm very skeptical in terms of the wide receiver overhaul and not having, you know, I think there's been revisionist history with Stephon Diggs. And I think people are saying, oh, they'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You don't need Diggs. Okay, let's see. I think that's a big problem for me.
Yeah.
Look, if they win this just in, here's a landmark statement. It'll be because of Josh Allen and the offense. That's the way it's been the last few years. Honestly, it's more on their shoulders this year than it has been in recent years because of all the losses on the defensive side of the ball. So I need to be convinced that everybody will be eating and they'll be fine without a true number one actually does work.
Time once again. We'll do it. Howard picks the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
Picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. You're doing what?
Yeah, that's not happening.
They're the best team in football right now.
No. It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Something's going to be different.
Yeah.
Howard's going to pick the Bills.
Yeah.
And this is going to be different this
time.
All right.
Allen steps up in the pocket, going to take off and run. Has the first down and more. Breaks away. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Josh Allen. Yeah, give him a flex, Josh.
Picking the Bills. It means absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's just fun.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Go
ahead.
We're going to get a new open because I feel like they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's too long ago.
I was just going to say exactly the same thing. Is it a bad thing?
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that and go, oh, you remember the days when we thought they would win the Super Bowl?
Maybe
it feels like a long time ago.
Maybe you've been the jinx and we need you to have the open
whoa.
I feel like, you know, 8 and 9 is it.
I'm just going to point out that when you and I were working together, they were legit Super Bowl contenders. Joe is now working with you, and what's happened to the franchise?
Hey, just know.
Were they not a contender last year?
You're ruining my narrative.
Okay.
Hey, just know the first year I got here was the drought ending year. So, I brought the joy.
We brought the drought. The two of us.
You brought the drought.
There's a lot of drought.
Yes, there was.
When you first picked them to win the Super Bowl, that's probably
The year of 13 seconds.
I think it's the year before.
So the AFC Championship.
They finished so strong that year, and then they went to the Colts game. They won a close one.
Yep.
They beat
Ravens
Baltimore.
Game. Yep.
The COVID year is the first year that they are really impressive, right? They beat the Niners late in the season. That's not 13 seconds. That's the COVID.
No, that was the 2020 COVID
year. That was the prime time Josh lit up the Niners defense game.
I think
we were starting to believe
they're
like,
the best team in football.
I think it could have been before that. Could it have been right before they last played the Arizona Cardinals?
Ooh, the Hail Mary?
They beat the Seahawks 44-34 to go to 7-2.
Too early. They lose to Arizona, and then they don't lose again.
Yes.
And I think on that stretch is where you had
to. Right after the Niners game. Allen was on fire that night.
Niners 34-24, then they beat Pittsburgh, then they beat the Broncos by 40.
40. Clinch the division.
Yeah. So it could have been there,
might
too.
Might have been there, probably.
They finished so strong.
Yep. They smoked New England.
Yeah,
smoked everybody.
38-9.
Like, listen to these scores. They went 34-24, 26-15, 48-19, 38-9, 56-26.
Crushing teams.
Man.
Did everybody eat in those games? I'm sorry.
I mean, Diggs led Howard, them Howard demands four that years I, in a row.
Snark cannons out
when,
for the
when
season.
Howard comes in, he demands that I be snarky.
I do. I like
that. I know those wins only count if everybody ate. All right, time to pick the Bills. Let's do it. You can follow us on our Facebook page. It's we're on StreamYard. We're streaming this segment for Howard Picks the Bills. Okay. Arizona, week one. Jonathan Gannon. The Arizona Cardinals released their hype video yesterday.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It was good.
Are you hyped?
It wasn't that bad. I do have a question, though. The Bills teased their hype video is coming out tomorrow. My question is, did the Bills see the Cardinals hype video and think, like, listen, we got to tell people we've got one coming?
No.
They teased a hype video.
They would have had this planned, I bet.
But I'm saying, did they only tease it because they were beaten to the punch by Arizona?
Mm.
Like, hey, hang on, we've got one. Anyway, the Bills hype video comes out this week. Bills Cardinals. Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride, Kyler Murray.
What's your tailgate menu for Sunday?
Scorpions.
Yes.
You're going with scorpions.
Nah, I couldn't find it.
All right. I thought of actually having them lose this game just to see what kind of uproar it would create on the social media. But, I mean, I don't expect them to lose on Sunday. I think Arizona will be improved, right? They've added Marvin Harrison Jr. That's good.
If they lose, you have to come in.
Like when?
Here, 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got to take it.
Will you have substances for me to imbibe in? I will take the Bills to beat the Cardinals, please. Because if the alternate happens, I do not envy you or Joe.
Yeah.
Just let it think for like 2 seconds what life would be like if they don't win the opener Sunday.
Win over Arizona.
It will be, raining fire.
Win over Arizona.
Short week, Miami, week two.
I go back and forth on this game. I was in a good mood when I did this last night, so I'll take the Bills to beat the Dolphins. I think it's funny. At times, I think I may give Miami a little too much credit. So I will take the Bills to win this game until Miami proves to me that, that it can actually beat teams that are good.
2-0.
Okay.
Monday Night Football primetime against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I keep forgetting this game is primetime.
It's a 7 o'clock Monday night.
7:30.
Love the early primetime. Very nice. Yeah, so there's going to be a couple games here, and you're going to go, huh? This is one of those games. I'm going to say Trevor Lawrence has a big game, and the Bills have maybe a little letdown. I know they have extra rest after the Miami game, but there'll be a couple of funky games, and you're going to go, how the heck did they lose that? This will be one of those games.
Gabe Davis revenge game.
I completely forgot about the Gabe Davis revenge.
He's
game.
Almost been completely forgotten. Like, he signed there, and they've got a bunch of weapons.
No offense to Gabe Davis, he's good.
Yeah,
but I think more about Diggs, and I never stop and think, what are they going to do without Gabe Davis?
Do you remember what number he's wearing in Jacksonville?
Zero.
Because
people made jokes about how many games he had with zero catches or targets. He's wearing number zero.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, whatever motivates
him. Hey, listen, Gabe was a good player for this team.
Yes.
It's been funny, though. He signs this deal, and I haven't thought about him until like the 12th round of a fantasy draft. Like, oh, Gabe Davis.
I didn't think about him until you just brought his name up.
Yeah.
So I'll take a loss there.
Loss. The Bills are 2-1 and going to Baltimore for a Sunday night game.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Ravens are obviously in the mix for the one seed and the best team in the conference and all that. I think they should win their division. Even with Joe Burrow coming back, I'll take Baltimore to win that game.
Okay. Baltimore wins. The Bills go to Houston.
Stephon Diggs revenge game.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And Kareem Jackson got cut, so it's not a Kareem Jackson revenge game. He's not right. He's not part of the Bills.
No correct. Former Texans on the roster.
You skipped over the Deontay Hardy revenge game in the Baltimore affair.
All right, Bills, Texans.
I don't know how he missed that.
The Diggs game. Please give us the outcome of the game and Diggs' stat line. And will it be Diggs' fault they lose if he has a lot of catches?
Yes, but then after the game, he'll stand on the sideline watching the Bills celebrate for an iconic Texans photo.
Actually, that's funny. One thing we should watch in this game is, like, they're going to be cameras on the handshake, right? Josh
and
Dick
absolutely.
Hug. Who does he hug?
There are going to be cameras in pregame warm-ups to see if they talk if they're both on the field an hour before kickoff.
There's one cameraman that's just like, your job is you are on Diggs all day.
Sideline Diggs all day.
Yeah.
Maybe Diggs will blow up at C.J. Stroud on the sideline. That'd be pretty funny. I think the Bills will actually be motivated to win the Stephon Diggs revenge game.
Wow, huge.
I say the Bills beat Houston. Diggs will have 5 catches for 76 yards and no touchdowns.
Okay.
Would you take 3-2?
No. Would you take is tame. Why would I take 3-2 when I could get 4-1? I mean, sure, 2-3 is a risk.
You could also get 2-3.
You could. Why would I take 3-2?
Here we go, blaming me.
Shoot for 4-1, and maybe I get 3-2.
You're guaranteeing a win against Baltimore or Houston.
At the Jets.
Yeah, this is one of those other games that I kind of go back and forth on. I'm wondering. There seems to be a lot of hype that Aaron Rodgers is going to be fine. He won't miss a beat. They bolstered their offensive line. Their defense, I thought, took a little bit of a step back as the season went on last year. But they're going to revert to form. They're good form. So you know what? I flipped that this week. I'm going to give the Jets the win there. There is that undercurrent in my head here of Josh does not play well against Jets defenses, largely. So I'll put that in the loss column for now.
A loss to the Jets. The Bills sit at 3-3. That's a tough opening 6 games. It does soften a bit.
It's a brutal opening 6 games.
Before another just murderer's row of opponents. But here's the softer spot with the Titans and the Seahawks. I think that this is if you go to any back-to-back set of games, this might be the easiest back-to-back you get. And it involves a trip to Seattle, which is not easy.
Right. I'm going to take a win over the Titans. I think that's, you look at the schedule, if you wanted to put in games that you think are pretty close to a lock, that has to be one of them, home against Tennessee, so I'll take a win there.
Win against Tennessee. Next up, at Seattle.
Yeah, I'm going to go with this is a tough trip, and I'm going to go with one of those things where they don't play well, and even though they're probably a better team than Seattle, I weighted the schedule and the results. To me, I do believe the Bills will be playing their better football in the final month and a half of the season. I do think there's a lot of growing pains they're going to go through. I think it's going to take a little while for them to be at their best. I think this is going to be a loss for the Bills.
4-4. Look at us. 4-4.
Your shows will be fun.
Yeah. All right. So after Seattle, it's a home game with the Dolphins.
I'll take a win again over the Dolphins. We'll see how Miami plays and if they actually do beat teams with winning records. In the meantime, we'll keep that in the win column for the Bills.
Win. 5-4. That's good news. Stressful season. By the way, you're putting people through it here. At Indianapolis, will the Anthony Richardson hype be real?
Yes, I think it will be real, and I'll take the Colts to win that game. I think that's a dangerous game for the Bills. A lot of people will look at the other brutal portions of the schedule and probably not think about this game. I don't think that's a gimme. I'll actually give the Colts a win there.
5-5.
Yep.
With Chiefs, Niners, Rams, Lions.
Woo!
Coming. Here we go. Home Chiefs.
So what? I just want everybody to remember, this is we do the disclaimer, that what I say about picking the Bills has absolutely no bearing on how the games are actually played. I would just like to remind everybody of that as I tell you that, Patrick Mahomes owns the Bills in Orchard Park. So the Bills will lose to the Chiefs.
In the regular season.
5-6.
It's been a while since they've done that.
COVID year.
Home 49ers, Sunday Night Football.
Now, before you go to your phone and start, sending me nasty, vicious messages with expletives deleted, I've decided to flip that game around and say the Bills will come back off of the Chiefs' loss, and they will have a beautiful performance against the Niners, and they will beat San Francisco.
In the Leonard Floyd revenge game.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot the Leonard Floyd revenge game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take a win there, actually.
Win over the Niners.
Okay.
Then they go to California for the Tre'Davious White revenge game. Bills-Rams.
This is where the Bills are starting to kick it into high gear. And I'm still angry at Matthew Stafford because a couple years ago he cost me in Jeremy's Guillotine League. So I will take the Bills to win that game.
Bills beat the Rams. And then go to Detroit. See the new Dan Campbell commercial?
No.
It's really good.
Is it Applebee's?
Yeah.
Okay, because I saw Jahmyr Gibbs
We'll have to look for it.
Post something like, is Dan Campbell at Applebee's right now?
Yeah, it's a good commercial.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. I like it. Dan Campbell and the
something
Lions.
About biting kneecaps, anything in that?
Not quite.
I don't know. I'm going to be pretty constant with this one unless the Lions look awful as the season plays out. I'll take Detroit to win.
Detroit wins. A rare December loss for Sean McDermott. Yeah. I bet you're going to have the Bills here just like run the table in December. It's funny, like this season you're getting to. We had, last season they were 6-6 and they get things right. The season where they lose to Brady and the Bucks in overtime, they get things right.
That's
right. McDermott's got a really good December record.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Here's a loss for the Bills against the Lions. Up next, thank God the Patriots are still here twice because they're 7-7 with three games to play.
You're not going to make me pick this based on either Jacoby Brissett or Drake May. Bills will win.
Bills win. 8-7. Home Jets. Feels like a must win.
Yeah, you know what? This might be for the inside track on the AFC East. Who knows at that point? I will take the Bills to beat the Jets in Orchard Park.
9-7, and then at New England to close.
Probably meaningful.
Yeah.
Easy win.
10-7.
Okay.
10-7 from
5 of their last 6.
From 5-6 to 10-7.
Yeah. Kind of like last year.
Back of the season. The wide receivers will be okay. The safeties hopefully will figure things out. Maybe Milano comes back. But anyway, I do think, like I said, I think they will play better as the season goes along. And as you pointed out, Jeremy, I think McDermott's teams typically do that. They get better towards the end.
Yeah, December's been strong.
Yeah.
People would like a little more in January, but December's strong.
Right.
You know, while you're here, I want you to pick Peter Schrager's playoff bracket. He had the Bills as a wild card team, which, you know, you're 10-7. And the way Peter Schrager picked the AFC, it would be Bills at Jaguars in the first round.
Ooh, that's a revenge game because they lost to the Jaguars earlier. I'll take the Bills.
Bills win.
Now, that would be the first road playoff Bills win in McDermott's career.
That's right.
They haven't won a road playoff game yet with him, right?
That's right.
Okay.
The rest of the bracket for Peter Schrager, he's got Chiefs as the 2, Ravens as the 3. We'll assume the Ravens beat the Broncos and the Chiefs beat the Chargers. That would put the Bills at the Jets. He has the Jets as the 1 seed.
Peter Schrager has picked the Jets
to be the 1 seed.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about the Jets are the Jets. There's just something will go wrong at some point, and they won't be. Anyway, go ahead.
You can pick the Bills to beat the Jets?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, Bills in the AFC
Championship game. Josh will
finally figure out
how to beat the Jets. 5-6?
Yeah, to the AFC Championship
game.
And let's make this game in a place called, I don't know, Arrowhead Stadium.
Good night, everybody.
Why do we watch the same movie every year?
Yeah.
This is like the Friday the 13th series. It just keeps, you know, there's sequels. Okay. And
what happens in Arrowhead?
The Chiefs will win.
Cool. Thanks for coming.
Awesome.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. All the ups and downs to get back to the Chiefs.
Just to get your heart broken. Are you new to Buffalo sports?
We've come full circle. It used to be you and I would do shows during the drought and be like, well, let's just play a show from 2 years ago. And now we're just doing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Didn't you say something on Twitter about Mahomes' best days are still to come?
I said that I fear that that is true.
Well, there you go. So Mahomes,
I fear that the best Chiefs teams are in their future.
Man, that is scary to think about that.
The last two teams they had, they weren't even good by their own standards. They didn't think they were good.
Not last year. Not by their standards. Correct.
No.
They were more beatable than ever last year. At least I thought.
Imagine what it must be like to win a Super Bowl and after be like, yeah, I got to be honest, like we didn't have it.
Right. And still won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Imagine if they get better.
Well, Sabres season starts a month from today. Let's go. Sabres, month from Devils.
Yep. Win. It's the Lindy Ruff revenge game.
Okay.
Okay, then Sabres, Devils.
Back-to-back Sabres, Devils.
Lindy Ruff revenge game part 2.
2-0 coming back from Prague. Let's go.
2-0. What are the 2-0 starts give you what percent chance of making the NHL?
2-0, most dangerous record to start with in hockey.
Sportsclubstats.com. Let me see what they would have.
All right. Well, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Should we do this again next week?
Sure.
It's funny.
We should.
Yeah. John tweeted in, get Howard a full security detail to get him safely out of the building. I mean, he went from 10-7. It went from 5-6 the AFC Championship game. So, you know.
Whatever.
Adam just sent in on the Facebook stream, watching from Aruba, and you just ruined my vacation.
Listen, there's an honest question to ask.
Watching from Aruba.
Could anyone really take losing to Mahomes again in the playoffs?
It's whatever at this point. It's the same thing.
Not whatever. It's not whatever.
Once again, when I pick, it has no bearing on the actual outcome of the game. I would just like to tell people that.
I mean, what changes if they lose to the Chiefs again? Nothing. It's the same attitude. It's the same reality. It's the same same narratives. Everything's the exact same if they lose to the Chiefs again.
That's the worst thing.
That's the point he's trying to make.
That is the worst thing.
When will you ever learn how to beat them in the playoffs? Would be a disgusting discussion.
I mean, it's already bad enough.
The worst would be if they beat the Chiefs again in the regular season and then lose to them in the playoffs again.
Which, as we've seen that. All right.
It's already bad enough that we had this conversation at training camp, Howard, and I don't know if I ever got your answer to it. Would you rather see, if I told you the Bills are not going to win the Super Bowl, it's going to be an AFC team. Right. Would you take the Chiefs winning another one or anybody else?
This is one of your nuanced discussions. That's a good question. I would probably rather see the Chiefs win again and go, what are you going to do? It's a dynasty. Everybody else is screwed. Because if somebody else wins, we'd be like, why can't you do what they just did?
So the Chiefs are your second favorite AFC team? When you say it,
you're rooting for them on Thursday.
We're just sitting here rooting for the Chiefs to win more?
No, but in the scenario you laid out to me,
you'd rather have the Chiefs than the Ravens.
Believe the Chiefs are unbeatable than have somebody else win the Super Bowl, beat Kansas City in the playoffs, and we go, why can't you do that? Somebody else beat the Chiefs. Why can't you do that? No, I'd rather have just tell me the Chiefs can't be beaten. That's fine.
Man. All right, 803-0550.
Who would you rather see win the Super Bowl?
Anybody.
Anybody but the Chiefs? No,
the Jets?
I'm not rooting for the Chiefs.
I don't care. Fine.
I'm not rooting for the Chiefs. In your scenario, I know. I would not want another team to win out of the AFC because the Bills are sitting here going, we're all getting upset.
I don't think enough people are talking about if the Chiefs continue to win, it starts, at some point, it becomes bad for the league.
Yeah. Well, I think people are tired of the Chiefs.
It becomes bad for the league at some point. Why does the league want parity?
Right. Kansas City was a cool story.
It's going to be diminishing returns. At some point, it's bad.
I don't know that anybody outside of a Chiefs fan is actually rooting for. They're not at Brady, I can't stand them level, but they're darn close.
Do they not like what the Patriots did for 20 years?
They went a decade between runs,
but they were still great the whole time.
But they didn't win it every year.
Okay.
There was 10 years in between. They won 3 out of 4, and then they went away for 10 years. They didn't go away, but they didn't win.
But then when they were back in the Super Bowl, they had two phases, and they didn't
win all the time.
Yeah, they lost a couple times, right?
But those two phases where they were going to the Super Bowl, did the NFL
wish they weren't? They won 7 in 20 years, and the Chiefs were looking at 4 out of 5?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't more people saying it becomes bad?
I don't know. Were the Warriors bad for the NBA?
No, they were not. 8 out of 9.
Why is that different?
It just is. 8 out of 9 for the Chiefs.
It just is. They were fun to watch.
I think there was a style of play to it, right? They were entertaining to watch.
But don't the Chiefs have that if you're not being beat by them every year here?
No, not necessarily.
Aren't the Chiefs fun to watch?
Yeah, but there are other offenses. The Bills have been fun to watch.
True.
I mean, there are other teams that are fun to watch. I mean, the Golden State was... Nobody else was doing what Golden State was doing.
That's fair.
So I think it's a little different. I think people like Mahomes and apparently want to see more of Taylor Swift.
Well, thank you.
They found a new fan base.
Chiefs conversation.
Hey, always good to come in and chat.
Yeah, it's okay. They play tomorrow, so you don't have to wait that much longer to think about it. Too early to drink?
We'll be rooting for the Ravens. Go Ravens. Get people out of this idea that, well, we'll just sit here and live in Patrick Mahomes' world for another 10 years.
I didn't say I was rooting for the Chiefs. That wasn't your question.
That's true. All right. Thank you.
You sure you want me in next week?
Look at this. You show up, we're late again. It's not my fault. It's his fault.
Sorry.
He did it. Sorry. That's why we're late to the break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center,
keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.